Now, if you would turn to Romans, another great portion of Romans. Last week, I believe we had Romans 8. It's Romans 5. The 1st to the 11th verses. Justification by faith. And this is a primary understanding of the heart, knowing Christ as personal Savior. Anyone who has any idea that the Ten Commandments can do anything for you does not know Christ. We are to seek to obey the Ten Commandments. God asks that. I want our young people to know that. We are to seek and to strive with all our hearts to be obedient. But we have to remember what Paul says, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. For the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So we have received the grace of God. We're not saved because we're so good. In fact, if you think that, you're lost. Because this is pride. We are saved because of God's grace to us, His unmerited favor. He so loved the world that He didn't give us the law. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So this is a great message for our hearts. Now we'll read responsively in Romans 5, 1st to 11th verses. Therefore, being justified, notice, by faith. Justification means just as if I have not sinned. When you are justified before God, you accepted Christ's death as the penalty for your sin. The wages of sin is death. No greater penalty is there for sin than death. No matter what you did, you can't do more than die for it. Christ died in your place. Therefore, being justified by faith in that death for us, Hebrews, Christ suffered death for every man that He might bring us to God. You see? Glorious. Christ Jesus came into the world to die for us, to pay the penalty of death, to save sinners. So we're justified by faith. Therefore, we have peace. That's the kind of peace that counts. If you don't have peace about salvation, you don't have peace about anything. You've got to have peace about where you're going. You've got to have peace about forgiveness. I hope you're not that kind of an individual, you know, that says, well, you don't know how bad I've sinned. God can't do anything for me. I don't care how wicked you've been. If you really come to Christ in faith and you believe, you'll be saved. And you can put it all under the blood of Jesus Christ. For the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from what? All right? Always put a circle around the all. All right? You can't get some sin that you have outside that all of God. You can read the second verse. Please notice that rejoicing, huh? You're supposed to be rejoicing. You're supposed to have an air about you that is so glorious that the children will see it. If mother walks around the house with her frowns, always shouting, if there's arguing in the house, if there are all kind of problems, where's the rejoicing? You know? You're supposed to be rejoicing so others can see your rejoicing, you see, and find Christ the Savior. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
And patience, experience,
and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. What did he do? He what? Died for the ungodly. Notice that. Also notice that the only kind of love worth having is the love of God, which is shed abroad in your hearts by who? What does it say? By the Holy Ghost, right? What does he say in another place? If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Therefore, when the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in your heart by faith, you will understand what love is. Otherwise, you're going to get love mixed up with sex and love mixed up with a lot of other things. Love isn't sex. Sex is part of love. But the kind of love God wants you to have is the kind of love Christ puts in your heart, so it can be expressed, you see. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, you see. It's the only way you can love the unlovely. You can't love the unlovely with human love. It just doesn't work. You've got to have the love of God in your heart. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die.
But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
For what kind of people did Christ die? Right? If you don't think you're a sinner, I feel sorry for you. All you got to do is look in that old heart of yours and you'll see it's a cesspool of iniquity. And you're just glad people don't know everything you've ever thought. Maybe I shouldn't say any more. That's enough. Isn't it? Everything you've ever thought. All right? As I said from this pulpit many times, if we were put in jail for what we thought, we'd all be in jail. All right? Or be behind bars. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. That's a glorious thing there to see, you see. If Christ's death saved your soul, now you have the risen Christ, and he will keep you, you see. Much more we're saved by his life. Do you believe, he said, that salvation is in the death of Jesus? That he died for your sin? Then, much more, you've seen him rise from the grave, you can be absolutely, perfectly confident, you see. This is the whole message, isn't it, of Romans 10, 9, and 10. You just turn over to Romans 10, 9, and 10, and just look at it, what it says. 10, 9, and 10. People say this is the 10, 9, 10, the TNT of the gospel. You'll never forget it that way. Romans TNT, 10, 9, and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that's where you receive it. Not by what you do. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Precious, precious, wonderful verse. Now we just the 11th verse, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received, past tense, the atonement. Once more, I remind you here that word joy. Once more, we joy in God. Now, Christians aren't joyous enough. And I don't expect you to have, you know, big grins on your face. This is not joy. This is some supercilious nothing. I mean joy in the heart, you see. You can't contain that. It bubbles inside. And it's expressed in life itself, you see. Everything you do, that joy is expressed. Are you a joyous Christian? Are you always looking for trouble here, trouble there? Oh, something's wrong. Always something's wrong, you know. Let me tell you, something's right with your soul, and you ought to have a lot of joy. You ought to have a lot of joy. Not only so, but we, what? Joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? By whom? Why do we joy in God? By whom we have now received the atonement. This is your joy. You're saved. How wonderful. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now I ought to pronounce a benediction and let you go home. I know. You know, at this point. Give the invitation. That's the benediction. May God bless this portion of his precious word.